The Torah tells us, Zochar Shom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And for here we learn out the mitzvah of Kiddush. And Chazal tell us, even though it's a Zochar Shom HaShabbos, is referring to the Kiddush Friday night, which is the Kiddush Min HaTorah. We do have a Kiddushi Rabba, Kiddush Midrabanan. So the Gemara in Brachas on Chof Amud Beis tells us, Nashim Chayavos BeKiddush HaYom Dvar Torah. The women are also Chayav in Kiddush. Why do you have to tell me the Chayav in Kiddush? Because we have a general, a woman is Pata for Mitzvah Asei Shazman Grama. And therefore, if not, so why are they Chayav then? So the Gemara has a principle. It says, Zachar v'shamar, kashe yeshnu b'shmira, yeshnu b'zachir. Whoever's included in Shmira Shabbos is included in Zachira Shabbos. So therefore, women are obligated in keeping Shabbos. They also have to keep to the positive mitzvahs of the day. So that's the Gemara. So it's clear cut. Women are obligated in Kiddush Min HaTorah. And if not for Zachar v'shamar, the kashe yeshnu b'shmira, they'd be put, like we find also, the Gemara makes a similar halacha between Nashim Chayovitz Bamatzah Leil Pesach. Isn't it a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? So, because the Gemara has a similar drasha, limud. Koshe yeshnu b'bal tochel chameitz, yeshnu b'kum ochol matzah. Whoever's forbidden to eating chametz is also chayiv in the positive obligation of eating matzah. So it's clear, women are chayiv min HaTorah in Kiddush. In fact, will be another shir in terms of men being motzei the wife in Kiddush. But it's clear, women are chayiv in Kiddush min HaTorah. So the question is, not so much about Kiddush, how far does this go? This drasha the Gemara makes, Koshe yeshnu b'shmira, yeshnu b'zechira, Gemara explicitly says it regarding Kiddush. However, what about another halacha? The halacha of Lechem Mishnah. You know, we learned that the man fell a double portion on Friday. As the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that we learn out that one is obligated to have each Shabbos meal, we have to have Lechem Mishnah, two full loaves of bread, to remember the double portion of the manna. So, the question is this a mitzvah min HaTorah, or is there a mitzvah midrabanan? So the Taz writes that it's a mitzvah min HaTorah. Well, the Magen Avraham seems to be the consensus view that it is only midrabanan. So what is this issue, whether Lecha Mishnah is a mitzvah min HaTorah or a mitzvah midrabanan? It depends on why are women chayev in Lecha Mishnah. Because why? Because the question is, as we know, Lecha Mishnah, it's on Shabbos, so it should be a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama. So if it's a mitzvah min HaTorah, all agree the exemption of mitzvah saseh shehazman grama apply. So therefore, according to the Taz, why would they be chayev? We have to find the source. And according to the Magen Avraham, this would be a machokes, if you hold Lecha Mishnah is only drabanan, it's a machokes Rashi and Tosis in Brachos Chof Amud Beis, whether the exemption of Zman Grama applies only to Deraisas, but women are chayiv in Zman Grama drabanan, or do you say no, that it even applies that there's no difference? So, according to the Taz, if you hold Lecha Mishnah's Daraisa, so therefore you should be Pata Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, so why are you Chayev? So, and as well, you know, and according to, if you hold it's Rabbanon, if you hold women are Chayev in Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, there's a Rabbanon, so that's why the Chayev. But if you hold that women are putter, just like that call tikkun drabbanan ke'ein daraisa tikkun, every drabbanan is patent after daraisa, so then you know, you have to, so you, we need a source in both cases. So there's a Rabbeinu Tam. Someone, he seems to say that he holds that Lechem, he goes with the standard, Lechem Ish is only Durabanan, and therefore they would be Chayiv anyway, because he seems to go with the opinion that you're Chayiv, but he gives us a different reason. The famous reason Rabbeinu Tam is quoted as saying is because, since why do we have the double? Why do we have Lechem Mishnah? Because what happened with the man? So it's so we have a principle in the Gemara, Av Hein Hayu Ba'oso Anes. Since they benefit from the nes of the man, so too they should be chayiv in Lechem Mishnah. And that's what others say as well. And others disagree and say that it only applies when it's, when you're saved from danger, like the Maharam Rutenberg, let's say by the Dalit Kosas, by Megillah and Hanukkah. But by Lechem Mishnah, he says it doesn't commemorate a miraculous salvation, but you could argue it does. I mean, they would have nothing to eat if not. So either way, it doesn't make a difference. It's a separate issue. But he agrees that women are chayiv in Lechem Mishnah. So the Rabbeinu Tam says women are chayiv in Lechem Mishnah because Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. And Rav Shlomo Kluger, he wants to say a chiddush that he wants to defend the practice of women not eating, not having shalashidus, I don't know, not using Lechem Mishnah. But he says, Afein Hayu Ba'os Anes doesn't apply here because for a different reason. I think the Chasim Sofer says something similar of Salavage. It's only a Zechu Anes. We only say Afein when it's like Pursume Nisa. But when we, the man is just a Zechu Anes, so it's a Zechu Anes. So therefore, it's a standard mitzvah saseh shazman grama and pater. So he doesn't like afin hayu ba'os anes. So he defends the practice. However, there's a famous Ran in Shabbos, Mem Ches Amud Aleph in the Daf Ei Arif, who says, so number one, there's a question of Avhein. So if you assume it's a mitzvah min HaTorah, that's already Tosis and Megillah, Tosim, Sakam discuss whether it applies to mitzvahs min HaTorah na, or only to mitzvahs midrabanan. So the Ran says you don't need Avhein HaYubos HaNes. But he says it's unnecessary mashma, you could use it. He says, but you have a much more simple reason and a better reason that you could say that they're included. This act we learned the Gemara in Brachas, Chaf Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about Noshim Chayovas, the Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah, Kokoshe Yeshu Bishmira, Yeshu Bizachira. We say the same thing by Lechem Mishnah. In other words, it's not just, according to the Ran, so there seems to be a fundamental machlokes, the Ran versus Rabbeinu Tam. How far do we take Koshe Yeshnu Bishmira Yeshnu Bizachira? So the Rabbeinu Tam takes it literally. Only Kiddush, but all the other mitzvahs are not learned out, and then we have to apply the regular principles and see, we have to come up to Afein Hayu Ba'os HaNes for some other reason, if I want to say the Chayav. Or if you want to say the Patur, you'll say it's a Zman Grama, and it's only a Zechu HaNes. But the Ran says, no, more fundamental. That whether, you know, you could argue maybe Midrabanan, they see, you could In other words, on one hand, you could say maybe this is the machokes, the Taz versus the Magen Avraham, and whether Lechem Mishnah is Daraisa or not. If you assume literally kosher yeshu b'shmira, yeshu b'zechira, even on a Torah level, the chayev, or you could say no. Number one, you could hold either whole agarin on tam and say afhein, or perhaps even if you hold like the Ran, maybe you could say midrabanan, and they extended it to include all mitzvahs, but it's still only a din drabanan. So different ways to explain the machokis, whether it's the rice or drabanan, but we assume basically it's drabanan, that's the consensus view, and the consensus view is that women should eat shalosh shudis and lecha mishnah. And it's a machokas to Ran and Rabbeinu Tam on whether because Af Hein Hayu Ba'osa Anes or because Koshe Yeshu Bishmira Yeshu Bizachira. And that's, and as well, the other lesson we learn out from, as well, the other halacha we learn out from the Man is, besides the commissioners, you have to cover up the challah. Well, that's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes a minug that you should have a tablecloth underneath. That's why we have a challah board and another covering on top, because that's the way it was done in the Man. That's the way it was done, because the Man fell on top and bottom. But they give, you know, the different reasons why we have a challah cover. Some, the famous reason is because to avoid the busha, that since all week long you make a bracha on wine first and not bread, so therefore you have to cover up the bread, so to speak, that they're not embarrassed. What do you say? It's Zechoman, Nafkamina. One would be if you have to cover your challah at Shalosh Shudis. If it's out busha, so there is, we don't allow minigas, we don't make kiddush at shalosh shudis, so therefore there's no embarrassment. And if you hold for man, you would. And as well as, when do I have to uncover the man? Do I uncover it right away, or right after kiddush, or do I have to leave it on until amotzi? If it's because of the busha, so then once I finish kiddush, it's over. The busha is over. Do I say it's zeich l'man, you leave it on? Others, like maybe if you have a see-through cover, so maybe it's still, maybe the busha applies, but it's still zeichel aman. It's a different nafkamin is given on the nature of the issue. And there's another interesting halacha by shalosh shudis, not limited to women, that we'll see, we'll have to get into, in terms of whether you could be yotze shalosh, there's a discussion, it could be yotzei shalosh shudis with mini targima. And we learn out shalosh shudis from the, so we learn, it says in the Gemara in Shabbos that it says the yom three times in the psukim, so it says it's actually four, but with three times in the psukim, we learn you have to have three meals a day. So why should it be a difference that a shalosh shudis, you could be yote with meaning tagima, so why not the first two meals? That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained, and others, is because there's two reasons obligating us to have the meal. One is out, you know, oneg Shabbos, that the Gemara talks about kavod hayom and kavod laila, which one's adif, but it's master, that's out the din of oneg, you have to have one meal a night, one else oneg, you have to have suda. But by shalosh shudis, it only says Zichu Hayom, Ki Shabbat is an issue of fasting, and therefore mini targima, you could be yotze. And that's why the halacha is that if one forgets ritzei during the first two meals, you have to go back. But if you forget ritzei at shalosh shudis, eino choser, you do not go back. Since b'di'evet, you could be yotze with mini targima. So that's the halacha we learn out from the Man. We learn out lecha mishnah, Mach Ishu Daraisa Drabanan, the Machokas Ran and Rabbeinu Tam, whether it's based on Afein Hayubosanes, or because of Koshe Yeshnu Bishmira, Yeshnu Bizakhira, and then the issue whether the women are putter from Zman, or the women are Chayev on Zman Grama Drabbanan, the same exemption applies. And as well, we learn out the issue of covering the challah, whether it's Zecha Laman or because of Busha, different nafkamina is whether see-through cover, you could take the challah cover off right away, or at challah should, is different reasons given, whether it's Zecha Laman or Al Taman.